This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي خلق الخلق ليعبدوه وحبب إليهم الإيمان ليذكروه وأسبغ عليهم نعمه ظاهرة وباطنة ليشكروه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الذين صحبوه ونصروه إلى يوم الدين وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك حدود الله، ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها، وذلك الفوز العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: المؤمن مرآة المؤمن، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, and the esteemed listeners over the respective platforms. The truth be told, الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ صِيَامٍ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The world in its entirety is a fasting month for the believer with varying levels of fasting. With the grace of Allah, somewhat we have concluded the formal fast from dawn to dusk. While we resume food and drink, abstinence from the things that Allah has made permanently prohibited remains active till the end of time. وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Today is a day of celebration, but the supreme celebration will be the day we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with an average lifespan of 60 to 70 years, مُعْظَمُ نَهَارِ الصِّيَامِ قَدْ ذَهَبْ. The greater chunk of our day on life has passed. Many of us are in the latter part of our fast. Some might be in the pre-Maghrib part of life of their fast. وَعِيدُ اللِّقَاءِ قَدْ اِقْتَرَبْ. And the time to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fast approaching. Friends and elders, Allah has ordained a life of challenges for the human on earth. Chapter 90, Surah Balad, verse 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We have created man in constant struggle. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, مِحَنُ الزَّمَانِ كَثِيرًا لَا تَنْقَضِي. The trials of this world never end. In English they say, problems never end, they only differ. Problems never end, they only differ. وَسُرُورُهُ يَأْتِيكَ كَالْأَعْيَادِ. While the happy moments of life will only visit you occasionally like the two Eids. فَلَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا جَزَاءً لِمُحْسِنٍ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهَا مَعَاشٌ لِظَالِمٍ. If this world was a place of compensation for the pious and retribution for the wicked, then the tyrant and the dictator and the butcher and the autocrat would have not enjoyed one morsel of food. But on the contrary, لَقَدْ جَاعَ فِيهَا الْأَنْبِيَاءُ كَرَامَةً وَشَبِعَتْ فِيهَا بُطُونُ الْبَهَائِمِ. The tyrants, the butchers, the dictators, the autocrats, they are being pampered in opulence. They are eating till they are satiated, while the children and women starve and are bombed to death in Gaza. When Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was assassinated, the Arabic poet, capturing this tragic moment, said, يُصَلَّى عَلَى الْمَبْعُوثِ مِنْ آلِ هَاشِمٍ يُصَلَّى عَلَى الْمَبْعُوثِ مِنْ آلِ هَاشِمٍ وَيُغْزَى بَنُوهُ إِنَّ ذَا لَعَجِيبُ. How strange, how ironical, how paradoxical. You send salutations on the Hashemite Nabi, and concurrently, simultaneously, you kill, massacre, and assassinate his descendant and his own grandchild. إِنَّ ذَا لَعَجِيبُ. How strange, how ironical. Well, tapping onto that very couplet of the poet, I say, in an era of democracy, in an era of human rights, or maybe it's time to rephrase it, human rights probably has a color and ethnicity, because the death of seven has activated more panic alarms in the world than the killing of 17,000 innocent children. In an era where millions of dollars are being spent to find life on other planets, simultaneously, trillions of dollars are being spent to destroy life on this planet. Inna dhala ajibu. How strange, how ironical, how paradoxical. Rabi bin Khuthaym was a great tabi'i. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, paying tribute and homage to him, said, "O Rabi, you didn't see the Nabi of Allah, and the Nabi of Allah didn't see you. I was fortunate enough to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I'm happy and I'm honored to meet you. I can tell you one thing, my brother, لَوْ رَآكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَأَحَبَّكَ. If the Nabi of Allah had to see you, wallahi, he would have loved you." Somebody went to him, وَكَانَ قَلِيلَ الْكَلَامِ. He was a man of few words. And they said, "Listen, Hussein radiallahu anhu has been assassinated. We want a press release. We want a statement from you." People said, "Today he's going to come out of his shell. Today he's going to talk. The moment is too tragic. 6 long months have passed. Nobody has released a statement adequate enough. Do we say there's lack of food or lack of political clout to allow the passage of the lorries and the trucks laden with food?" He said, have they really done this?" And we say, have they really killed a woman coming on a donkey cart to a hospital and paralyzed her? Have they really destroyed an entire family where kids ask their mom, when the drone strikes, do we die gradually or do we die instantly? Exclamation of pain. Awa qad fa'alu. Has this literally happened and occurred? قُتِلَ مَنْ كَانَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُجْلِسُهُ فِي حِجْرِهِ. They have assassinated a child who grew up in the lap of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَيَضَعُ فَاهُ عَلَى فِيهِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pacify this grandchild of his with the saliva from his own blessed mouth. Then he said, "Allahumma fatir as-samawati wal-ard, alim al-ghaybi wal-shahada, anta tahkumu bayna ibadika fima kanu fihi yakhtalifoon. O Allah, the knower of the hidden and the unseen. O Allah, the one who created the heavens and the earth. Surely you will deal with the perpetrators in an appropriate manner. Surely you alone will deal with the perpetrators in an appropriate manner." He said, "That's the end of my statement. I've got nothing more to say." Dhalik, as the Quran says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ. Take that to heart. Let's ponder and digest. The world by its very nature is riddled with challenges. That's my opening comments. But we can distinguish between the inevitable challenges versus the self-inflicted. We cannot avoid and avert and divert the inevitable because that's the nature of life. But 3 things today I want to share with you. I hope time allows me. And if we can undo these 3 self-inflicted miseries in our life, then I promise you, we will enjoy early paradise on earth, if not advanced hell on earth, what the Ummah is unfortunately experiencing. In chapter 4, Juz 4, verse 13 and 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the condition of the people of paradise and hell. And that's the format of the Quran where it contrasts the abode of the noble and the wicked. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Tilka hududullah." These are the boundaries, the limitations and the parameters of Allah. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ. The one who obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will bless him with entry into Jannah. Jannatin, gardens. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, beneath which rivers will flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will dwell in paradise with eternity. But Allah references their entry in a plural form. In the people of Jannah, they will be together. There will be no isolation. There will be no individualism. They will work together, which will enhance their happiness. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that's the ultimate success. Verse 14, chapter 4, juz 4, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And the one that disobeys Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ. And he trespasses and transcends the limits of Allah. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا. Allah will subject him to hell. خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Eternity in hell. But Allah references his stay in hell in a singular form. He will suffer his woe, his pain, his agony, his misery individually. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for him is a severe punishment, a disgraceful punishment. The scholars, may Allah preserve them and reward them, they unpack and dissect every exploration of the Quran. إِنَّ الْخُلُودَ فِي دَارِ الثَّوَابِ بِصِفَةِ الْإِجْتِمَاعِ أَجْلَبُ لِلْأُنْسِ وَإِنَّ الْخُلُودَ فِي دَارِ الْعِقَابِ بِصِفَةِ الْإِنْفِرَادِ أَشَدُّ فِي إِسْتِجْلَابِ الْوَحْشَةِ. Why did Allah highlight the people of paradise in a plural form to enhance their happiness, to give them an added sense of joy and accomplishment? Why did Allah reference the people of hell in a singular form? Because nobody will aid them and assist them. Unfortunately, today the ummah has become individual. Today we will see a get together. Today we will see a reunion. Today we will see an assembly. But you know what's the pain, my brother? You know what's the cry, my sister? For many parents, they will see their children the first time in the year. Many siblings will meet their siblings after one entire year has passed. But it's just like a mom, or a prospective mom, or a desirous mom who doesn't have a child, and somebody gives her a child, and she caresses that child, and she embraces that child, and she cuddles that child with hope. And may Allah bless every desirous couple with children. But as much as she cherishes the moment, she knows before sunset, I have to return this child. My sister will take her child and go, and in the night I won't have the soothing sound of a child. I won't have the crying sign of a child which can add flavor to my house. So my message, the first message is, if this ummah can start networking together, Allah's help was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam perpetually. But why did Allah tell his Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter 8, verse 62 and 64, هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين. يا أيها النبي حسبك الله ومن اتبعك من المؤمنين. Oh Nabi of Allah, I don't want to be, time is so short, wallahi. This is an important point. يا أيها النبي حسبك الله. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is sufficient for you, and the believers are sufficient for you. Allah is sufficient for the people of Gaza. Are the believers sufficient for them? هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين. Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has aided you. Allah is enough for you, and the believers are enough for you. Unfortunately, that sense of unity is gone from the ummah. In chapter 25, verse 54, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He's created man from fluid, from water. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. Then He blessed him with blood ties, and He blessed him with marriage ties. So He's blessed him with an ancestry, and He's honored him with in-laws. The scholars say the reason why Allah has mentioned this is so that there is mutual assistance across the bloodline and across the family line. There isn't a home in which one child is not on drugs. There isn't a home in which one person is not in financial stress. There isn't a home in which one union is not on the rocks. There isn't one family in which a person is not seeking financial assistance. This ummah has been designed to mutually assist each other. Allah has taken the declaration of sustaining every soul. وَمَا مِن دَبَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. How do we then reconcile that millions that are dying out of hunger when it's the unequivocal declaration of the Quran that Allah will sustain every soul? And the scholars say, part of the sustenance of Allah is, or the arrangements of the sustenance of Allah for every person is, He's given surplus to others, and He's tasked them to filter that funds over to the poor and the less in need. If we adequately discharge our obligatory zakat, and we give the optional charity, not one soul will die out of hunger. It is amazing, it's academic, I hope you can appreciate it, I will simplify it. In Juz 22, chapter 33, verse 50, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the woman that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can marry, and of course that applies to all. So Allah says you can marry the daughters of your maternal uncle, your maternal aunt, your paternal uncle, your paternal aunt's daughters. But amazingly, appreciate the network. I said the people of Jannah will be together. We have self-inflicted misery because everybody's crying his own pain. Everybody's crying his own pain. So Allah said you can marry the daughters of your maternal aunts, paternal aunts, maternal uncle, paternal uncle. When referencing the male members, fi ifradi al-ammi wal-khali, وَجَمْعِ الْعَمَّاتِ وَالْخَالَاتِ نُكَاتٌ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِالْأَسْرَارِ الْمُوتَعَ فِي كِتَابِهِ. When speaking of the male members, Allah used the singular form. When speaking of the female members, Allah used the plural form. So Allah said aunts with an S. And Allah said uncle, single. And the scholars say why? مِنْ فَوَائِدِ النِّكَاحِ التَّنَاسُرُ بِالْأَسْحَارِ وَالتَّنَاسُرُ إِنَّمَا يَكُونُ بِالرِّجَالِ دُونَ الْإِنَاثِ وَهُوَ يَجْعَلُ الْمُتَعَدَّدْ كَالْوَاحِدِ فَلِهَذَا أُفْرِدَ الذُّكُورِ دُونَ الْإِنَاثِ. The reason for that is that men have been tasked to financially assist across the in-law line. And when you work with a common agenda and a common passion and vision, then multiple become one. If the son-in-law has financial challenges, or the father-in-law, or anyone, the brother-in-law, then part of this greater extended network is to assist and empower each other. The aspect of drugs has wrought havoc. 2 weeks ago, exactly from today, I performed Juma Salat in a prison in Preston in the Great Lancashire area. I cried so much, like probably I never cried. There were 100 Muslim inmates, starting from the age of 16, going into the late 40s. 80% of those drug inmates, or 80% of those inmates were drug related. After Juma, I had an interaction with them. Some have left children behind, some have left parents behind. It's a scourge that's hitting right across. Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, chapter 11, the Quran says, Allah sent angels to his door. The wisdom of Allah, Allah did not reveal to him they were angels. That's the wisdom of Allah. There's a test upon every person. وَفِي هَذِهِ الْقِصَّةِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ قَدْ يَنْسَدُّ بَابُ الْفِرَاسَةِ عَلَىٰ الْكَامِلِينَ. So Sayyidina Lut thought they were angels, but in reality they were humans, and they came in the form of handsome lads. When the nation came to the house of Lut alayhi salam, he said, oh my people, please don't make advancements to my guest. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخْزُونِي فِي ضَيْفِي. Hear me out. I said, we have problems, that's inevitable. But we can distinguish and differentiate. There's the inevitable and then there's the self-inflicted. This ummah was designed to work together. Allah sent Sayyidina Musa to Harun. And Allah said, idhab anta wa akhuk. Go, O Musa, you and your brother. You and your brother was network. I'm saying today when you sit down and you have your lunch on your happy moment and occasion with the family, let's think hard. Let the matured cousins take some decisions. It cannot be you owning half a private clinic and your brother going to a state facility. It cannot be that you are buying a new house and your nephew is looking for a bursary. This, you as two kids, married, well anchored, your sibling is having an issue with drugs or the marriage is on the rocks and you leave this to your parents. Lut alayhi salam says to his people, fear Allah and do not disgrace me in front of my guests. And then he offers his own daughters. وَفِيهِ تَقْدِيمُ الْمَصْلِحَةِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ عَلَى الْعُرْفِ وَعَدَمِ اعْتِدَادِ الْعُرْفِ بِمُقَابَلَةِ الشَّرْعِ فَإِنَّ عَرْضَ الْبَنَاتِ بِنَفْسِهِ وَإِنْ كَانَ خِلَافَ الْمُتَعَارَفِ لَكِنْ لَمْ يُبَالِ بِهِ فِي تَحْصِيلِ الْمَقْصُودِ الشَّرْعِ. But hear me out. They say, no, we're not interested in what you're saying. Lut alayhi salam is making an appeal. They're not responding to his appeal. What were the words of Lut alayhi salam? Jews 12, chapter 11, verse 80. لو أن لي بكم قوة، لو أن لي بكم قوة أو آوي إلى ركن شديد. I wish I had physical strength myself so that I could forcefully stop you. Or I wish I had the shelter of a strong pillar. The scholars say, وَمُرَادُ لُوطٍ بِالرُّكْنِ الْعَشِيرَةِ. When he said, I wish I had a strong pillar, he had the help of Allah, unwavering. He had the perpetual assistance of Allah. But he said, I wish I had a family unit that I could relate to. This is the Nabi of Allah. How many a woman today would be crying when that son comes home drugged up? And then she would be saying, لَوْ أَنَّ لِي بِكُمْ قُوَّةِ. I wish I had strength, my son, that I could tell you, stop your shenanigans. أَوْ أَوِي إِلَىٰ رُكْنٍ شَدِيدٍ. Oh, I wish your sibling could come. I wish your uncle could come. But unfortunately, they all are preoccupied. Allah has made life such. Today I need you. Tomorrow you need me. This is part of the system of asking help from Allah. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is in the jail, two other inmates come. They both have a dream and a vision. And they say to Yusuf alayhi salam, Nabbi'na bita'wili. Please help us. Inna naraka min al-muhsineen. You're a good man. Yusuf alayhi salam tells him, okay, you know what? This is the interpretation of your dream. And that's the interpretation of your dream. Days move on. One is acquitted. The other one is implicated. The one who's acquitted, he's going to be released. Yusuf alayhi salam says, I need a favor from you now. Udhkurni inda rabbik. Listen, when you go out there and you reinstated as the wine bearer, please whisper in the ears of the king that there's an innocent man languishing in the jail. Fihi anna al-isti'anata bil-ibad, khususan mimman ahsana ilayhi, fi kashf al-shada'id, mimma la ba'as bihi, li'annahu naw'un min al-asbab al-mashru'a, wa la yu'addu hadha talaban lil-sila, wa innama turithu al-silatu al-mahabba, wal-mahabbatu tasughu al-isti'ana. This verse and the adoption and the relation of Sayyidina Yusuf with the inmate, initially reaching out to Yusuf and subsequently Yusuf alayhi salam reaching out to him, teaches us that the network of Islam is that we mutually aid and support each other. So I'm saying to you, my brother, this Ramadan, don't tell people how much Quran you read. Let them see the Quran in you. Feed a hungry person. Show kindness to an orphan. Forgive someone who has wronged you. Every time you forgive someone who has wronged you, you forgive and you heal a wound of your own. Revere your mom, obey your father, love your partner. Wallahi, wallahi, it's not about how far you reached in the Quran. Rather, how far has the Quran reached in you? We haven't been sent in this world to see through one another. We've been sent to see one another through. Let's get him through, man. Listen, let's see how we can pay them up, man. Listen, let's put our money together. He needs to go for a hernia op, man. We can't allow him to go to a state. There's nothing left there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min." A believer is a mirror to a believer. "Inna al-mir'ata la tattali'u illa 'ala adh-dhahir, fala sabila laha ila al-batin." Hakadha al-mu'min yu'amilu akhahu bi-dhahirihi wa la yatakallafu al-khawdhu fi batinihi. Treat your brother like a mirror. Don't be an x-ray. The Prophet of Allah didn't say you're an x-ray. Don't look inside. Look externally. Help him and move on. That was the first point. I mean, my time is running out here. The second quick point, if we can change, we will undo the self-infliction. The people of Jannah, Allah will flush out from their hearts jealousy, rancor, discord. In Jannah, you'll be privileged with it. But in this world, you can do it. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍ إِخْوَانًا عَلَىٰ سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. If you flush that out, then there will be happiness. Otherwise, your occasion of Eid will be just about jealousy and rivalry. You'll call everyone to your house, but see her deco, see her dress, see his... No, you've destroyed Eid. Make it a moment of happiness and not about showing off. The hadith Kitab al-Zuhd, Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كيف بكم إذا فتحت عليكم فارس والروم. Oh my Sahaba, I see some prosperity and wealth and affluence coming your way. How would you deal with it? They said, O Nabi of Allah, we'll be on a good footing, we'll be very happy. He said, أَوَ غَيْرُ ذَلِكَ أَوَ يَقَعُ غَيْرُ ذَلِكَ أَوَ تَفْعَلُونَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. I'm afraid, no, when wealth and opulence and economic growth will come your way. Look at what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. I said, work together, you'll have early paradise. If you're working individually, that's the fate of the people of hell. The people of Jannah, the Quran says, their hearts will be clean. And the people of hell, the Quran says, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَحَقٌ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. There's only arguments, there's only fights, there's only quarrels, there's only feuds. If we undo these three self-inflictions, we'll have early paradise on earth. If not, we'll have advanced hell. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, تتنافسون ثم تتحاسدون ثم تتدابرون ثم تتباغضون لا إله إلا الله. On a side note, I often say when people want to study Islam, how can you convince them on the veracity of Islam? Present him with all the predictions and the prophecies of the Prophet of Allah. And it will stare you in your eyes that how could a man prophesy this 14 centuries ago and we're witnessing it? تتنافسون. Your assemblies, your get-together will be just to show, I got more, I've achieved more. My decor, my layout, my format, my preparation. And when that will happen, تتحاسدون. Now you'll think twice to go to the function. Look at Qabil and Habil. That's why I often say, when people tell you I'm your brother, ask him which brother? Are you Qabil or Habil? I'm your brother. Ask him which brother, are you Qabil or Habil? If you Qabil, wallah, I'm better off without siblings. And if you Habil, welcome. Qabil killed his brother in the end, he had no support. You don't speak to this brother, you don't speak to that sister, you don't speak to that nephew. So now the Eid is dry because we had a fallout here, we had a fallout there, so there's no network. Tatahasadun, tatanafasun. It will be about I have more. Then it will be about tatanafas, tatahasadun, outdo, impress. Then tatadabarun. The Prophet of Allah says, when you see your brother, you'll turn your back. But yumkin ay yabqa fil qalbi mawadda. It might be possible there's still some attachment. You know, my nephew, don't tell him, but we don't talk. But end of the day, you know what, just pass this envelope over. End of the day, you know what, my late brother's son. There might be some feeling. But the Prophet of Allah said, tatabaghadun. This will persist and degenerate, where it will then translate in resentment. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, وَالْحَسُودُ هُوَ الْمُعَذَّبُ الَّذِي لَا يُرْحَمُ وَلَا يَزَالُ فِي عَذَابٍ دَائِمٍ لِأَنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَا تَخْلُو قَطُّ عَنْ خَلْقٍ كَثِيرٍ مِنْ أَقْرَانِهِ وَمَعَارِفِهِ مِمَّنْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. If you are living a life of jealousy, you've shackled yourself with your own inflictions. You've put yourself in a prison. You are in permanent misery because the world will never be free of people in your contemporaries whom Allah hasn't given more than you. That's the pattern of life. So, فَلَا يَزَالُ فِي عَذَابٍ دَائِمًا إِلَى مَوْتِهِ وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَكْبَرُ. You will remain in this condition till death, and the punishment of akhirat is much more severe. How do you end it quickly so that we can mention the last thing and wrap up? When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was reunited with his brothers, what did he say? وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. Allah's been kind to me. Don't take up sensitive topics today. It takes us so long to get together. Make your objective in your meeting longer than today. Put some plans in place to rescue the family. Create an established network so that we can develop this and it has positive ripple effects. So that the whole ummah is not hamstrung, that we don't have any political clout. Let's start today and connect in ourselves. When Sayyidina Yusuf was reunited with his brothers, he said, Allah's been kind. He took me out of the jail. وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْ أَلْجُبَّةِ تَكَرُّمًا لِإِخْوَتِهِ كَيْ لَا يَخْجَلُوا. But he consciously avoided highlighting the fact that Allah gave him freedom from the well as well. Because the word well was contentious. That's where his brothers dropped him. So he didn't want to incite that topic. He didn't want to bring about any subtle or active reference to something which was a hint to the wrong of his brothers. The last point, if we can adopt in our life, and that is the people of Jannah, the Quran says, لا يسمعون حسيسها.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما، لا يسمعون حسيسها إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. In paradise there will only be happiness and joy. There'll be no vulgar, there'll be no swearing. And in hell the Quran says يلعن بعضكم بعضا. There'll only be cursing and abuse. Make your homes free from vulgar. Make your homes free from... Sometimes a couple are having a discord and one will capture the voice note of the other and send it to me. Appalling to the core. Appalling to the core. We can't make this world paradise. لا يبغون عنها حولا. Surah Kahf. Allah says verse 108. The people of Jannah won't deserve, won't request a transfer because Jannah is the pinnacle of happiness. But we can take some qualities of the people of Jannah and make our stay on earth a more pleasant place. So the last thing, make it a place of peace, a place of happiness. Somebody said, and I'll conclude on this note, it takes a minute to make someone's day. It takes a minute to make someone's day and a word to destroy someone's life. One word you can destroy someone's life. Words can heal or hurt. So be wise before crafting your speech. May Allah bless you all.